In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, today is Mother's Day, and we take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you, our dearly beloved mothers, a very happy, a very beautiful, a very holy day. We will have May crowning after Mass this morning, and then after May crowning, if the mothers present and the children will simply stand right where you are, then I will give you a very special blessing for this occasion. We are honored to have Mrs. Ann Roberts crowned the Blessed Mother this morning. Of all the days of the year, including Christmas or Easter or even the Immaculate Conception or whatever, of all the days of the year, today is the very best day of the entire year for us to pay a visit to the house of Nazareth. There is no equal to it as far as the impact that the house of Nazareth will have or can have on all those of goodwill today. I know that there are those places, unfortunately, that will not observe today as any day of importance. They consider it a worldly day. And in fact, in some cases, it has to be classified as worldly. And we look upon Mother in a very worldly way today. But the fact that this is true does not mean that we should transfer the crowning of the Blessed Mother to some other day. Why can't it be today? What is wrong with today? It is the one occasion, perhaps throughout the whole year, that the world is busy about manifesting its love to Mother. Florists maintain that this weekend is the busiest weekend of their year. Everybody is hastening to make that quick little speck of acknowledgement as far as Mother goes, or a box of candy, or whatever. That's not what we're talking about. And if we separate today the crowning of the Blessed Mother from Mother's Day, we are further secularizing everything, because we're going to acknowledge Mother's Day today. Why not put a Christian symbol upon it? Of course, it is not a liturgical day. We acknowledge that. But it is no less a day of very great importance. The mother of the household sets the tone of the entire household. It's either good, or it's mediocre, or it is just simply bad. And we have all three as we look around us. But the mother sets the tone. And as the mother goes, the entire household goes in the same direction. Therefore, we should pray for the mothers of our day. We should pray especially for the bad mothers, that Almighty God will, and the Blessed Mother, of course, will inspire them to become good mothers, mothers doing their duty. And if any day of the year, especially as we visit the house of Nazareth, we should see Mother as much like the Blessed Mother as is humanly possible. This is the day that we should be able to make that comparison. And to the extent that we are able to make that comparison, to that extent do we see in our Mother that which is beautiful. And to the extent that we fail to see that in our Mother, to that extent we see that which is not beautiful. And as we go about, we see a lot of that which is not beautiful. Mother is one who does not give in to absolutely every demand that comes to her by way of her children. She's a strong woman. She's a determined woman. She is a kind woman. She is a gentle woman. She is a humble woman. She is a loving woman. And she's a disciplinarian to go with it. This is what we must see as we look back, or look forward, or look toward the woman in our lives. My beloved people, we have to come to a greater and a better understanding of this one person. We say, and we say it meaninglessly, but we repeat a very profound thought in when we say, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Listen. And it is true. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Unfortunately today, in too many places, the hand that rocks the cradle is not the mother. And the baby, the infant, does not know its mother. And consequently, we see all the trouble that we know about today. The mother was not the one who gave the example, the instruction, the leadership, the presence that was needed when the young ones were growing up. Not all of us today have our mothers with us anymore. Our mothers have gone on. And this is in the plan of God, is it not? And we have to accept that, do we not? My own mother is long gone. And to the degree that I am able to look back and see in that woman, my mother, the kind of image that I'm looking for and need, to that extent do I know that my mother is in the happiness of heaven. And if I shed tears every time I think of my mother and wish that she were back with me to guide me, etc., etc., and etc., then I am being selfish. I'm thinking of me rather than my mother. I want her here with me, and I want to take her away from the happiness which I know is hers. Why can't I rejoice? Why shouldn't I rejoice? Why shouldn't I be glad for my mother, who I feel and hope is enjoying her reward? And should she be asked, and I have to be, and we should all be honest about it, and should she be asked, would you like to go back? The answer would be inevitable. The answer would be no. I would not go back. I cannot give up what I have got. In my love for those I've left behind is no less than it has ever been, perhaps even more. And I, where I am, please God, can do more for my beloved ones from here than I have ever been able to do for them while there. I gave them life. Now it is my business to give them salvation. That's the way it works, doesn't it? And we know it. So let us not shed tears of sorrow. Let us shed tears of joy. Let us thank Almighty God for his goodness and mercy and love. Let us not be selfish. Let us not be self-centered. Let us willingly make the offering and say to him, I give her to you. Keep her. I know she will be waiting for me. You see, we speak of the interior life. We write about the interior life. We don't understand the interior life, because the interior life, as far as we're concerned, has closed itself in upon us, and we do not look upon it through the eyes of the angels and saints. We have to do this. We are here. We are here on a pilgrimage. We are here on a passage. We're like the birds that move from one part of the world to the next in migration. We are here on inner migration. Do we understand that? Do we understand that this is not a lasting city? And when our work is done, the time is to go home. And so, we love those who have gone before us and whom we shall follow in the days to come. And we have to grasp this. And our love for God manifests itself best when we understand God better. Our world around us does not grasp this. We do not talk the language of the world, because the world does not comprehend the things that are of God. We speak here, please God, we speak here only of the things that pertain to God. And the tone, my beloved people, that we try to set here, the tone that we strive to set here, is the tone of God. Let us work to grasp that. Let us work to understand that. And let us thank Almighty God for all of His graces and blessings. So as we celebrate this beautiful day, ever beautiful day, let us have the joy of the saints in our hearts. We must do this because we understand. And we can only do this because we understand. Mother is the most beautiful word in the English language. And the only place that we can find the best definition of mother is at Nazareth. And if we go there today, we will find our answer. Our answer to all things that hurt us, to all things that disturb us, to all things that unsettle us. That's where we have to go. And Mary is the answer to all of our problems. Not because she has the power of a queen behind her. We do not go to Nazareth looking for a queen. We do not go to Nazareth looking for someone who has all the stars of heaven in her diadem. How frightening. We go to Nazareth to find that little woman. Who had the strength and the humility and the love and the gentleness and the determination and the will to do the things the way God wants them done. That is who we will find there. She will be washing clothes. She will be cooking. She will be mending clothes. She will be scrubbing floors. She will be doing all the things that we normally do. She is the one that we have to look to if we are ever to come to an understanding of what it's all about. There's no other place we can go. There's no other argument that we can present. There's no other study that we can make. She is the one. And as we go down the street and we see the many and very and sundered women who walk down the street in front of us, how many of those fall into the pattern of Mary? When we walk down the street, do we give the image of Mary? When we walk into the house of Nazareth, will we find a woman that is full of frenzy, full of anxiety, full of overwork, running here and running there and pulling her hair and going about? No. We'll find a woman that is completely full of dignity and calm and serenity and peace, the most lovely lady that ever walked the face of the earth. That's who we will find. And that's who we should be like. And when our own mothers have left us in this life, let us not give them tears, but let us give them prayers. Because if they're not quite there yet, our prayer will help them get there so that they will be in the presence, certainly of God, we know that, and of His Son, Jesus, we know that, but they will also be together with Mary. Can we possibly, can we put it into our hearts to want them back from that? That would be so unfair. They are there with the ones that mean everything to them. And we are here in the hope that we will be with them in days to come. May God bless you. After Mass, or rather after the May crowning, we will have the blessing of the mothers and the little children. And if the ladies and the children will stand in your places, I will give you the blessing from here to there. It will cause less confusion than coming to the middle of the house. God bless you in every possible way and fill you with the peace and the beauty and the joy of today. Let us pray for each other. Pray for us, that God will give us the strength always to stand here, to lead you closer and closer to that heavenly reward that is ours, to those of us whose will is good.